Time that men and women in uniform will be killed. I didn't use the word murder, will be killed by the people they seem to want to protect. Men and women in uniform, Ghana Armed Forces, Ghana Police, Immigration, all of them will die from the hands of people they seek to protect. I thank you, may God bless all of us.
And God knows why he chose to put him back at this time.
If it's not the will of God, it will never happen. Never. Those criminals will never have succeeded. God wanted it to happen. That's why he allowed it. We, those who are Christians, when Jesus was dying, he said that if it's by your will, let it happen. He could have run away. He could have moved to the forest and nobody, wilderness, which is a, what we call a desert, nobody will find him. But he said, if it's by your own will, let what is happening happen to me. Don't take revenge as a family and as people of Ashama. The gods of Ghana will answer for you. I know that it is difficult for all of us, but God has a way of defending the defenseless. And Ghana will defend this family and the people of Ashama. And in doing that, we'll do what is right. And we'll do it according to the law. I am sure that this young man who is here, if he decides to complete university today and say that he wants to be a soldier, the people of Ghana will gradually welcome him into the armed forces. I'm almost confident that in 15 years' time, when he's grown enough and decides that I want to be a soldier, the people of Ghana will welcome him with open heart to continue where his brother left off. We will be there when you need anything. Let us know. We are the Minister of Defense. We'll be there to support you. And I want to thank the chairman of the committee for agreeing to support your family to look after this boy until he completes tertiary education. God bless him.